This is TWiT.
One of the things that has been asked over and over again, and we've never quite gotten around to answering this, are from fans, from audience members who have asked about boot camps and coder academies. You've heard about these, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, there's a ton of them.
Yeah, and actually, there's a lot in Seattle, of course, because it's Redmond, it's near Microsoft. But the idea is you have some sort of super intensive 1 week, 2 week, 6 week, 12 week, 24 week long boot camp where you sit and you learn a language. Now, our audience has wanted to know what we think about them, and specifically, what ones might we recommend if they wanted to get into coding, into programming. On Coding 101, we've been very open since the very first episode that we will never be able to give you everything you need to be that super excellent programmer. We just wanted to get people interested in knowing what happens behind the scenes in their favorite piece of software. So, Lou, let me turn this over to you. What are your first impressions about, say, a coder academy or a boot camp?
Well, to be honest with you, they're not really necessarily for everyone. I mean, I take classes even here at Microsoft. We offer classes internally where we call them kind of coding academies or primers to actually developing different types of solutions. Like I took one on TypeScript a while ago. And those types of things, they're very quick and they're very fast and very deep. And you can take them and you'll learn a lot. But sometimes you don't necessarily learn the experience of actually doing. And I think that's really the key to programming is it. You can learn how to do the language. I could probably learn French, but would I speak French really well? Probably not. I could probably get by you know, hearing things, but speaking it sometimes is a little tougher. So I think the same thing with coding is academies are great. They'll teach you the language. They'll teach you the concepts, the semantics, the syntax. But to actually code well with them, you have to do, and you have to do well. So that's kind of what Coding 101 is all about, is kind of doing, using what we kind of show and doing things with it over a long period of time.
Right. It's the whole sampler approach. One of the things that I've noticed about a lot of the coding academies is, of course, they're of differing qualities, but they all teach the same thing. I mean, as long as they've got a decent reputation, they probably have a good staff, they probably have a good pedagogy, so they'll be able to take you through the material. But unfortunately, nothing, no amount of intensive programming lessons, no amount of great teachers, no amount of good material will make up for lack of interest. And unfortunately, this is one of those things. This is why I've been so reluctant to answer this. And Lou, maybe you can speak to this. I know people who really wanted to get into programming because they saw it as a future or they saw it as something that they want to do as a career. But that's all they saw. They didn't necessarily have the passion for solving problems in a coding language. And I think those are the kind of people who a coding academy or a boot camp, and they can be really expensive, is wasted. Have you seen that phenomenon at all?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, that's the problem with these things is they don't give you the kind of the meat of what is actually going to happen, what you actually can learn. And so, again, they kind of throw you into the deep end. They try to go through the basics in the beginning, but then they'll kind of take you really fast, really far, and so really far, really fast. So it's kind of tough to kind of get the gist of everything.
Yeah, yeah. Now, I did want to give a plug for some of my favorite programs. These are programs that I've actually had firsthand experience of. I've seen their curriculum. The first one is they've got programs here in San Francisco. I think they've got Denver. They may have Seattle. I can't quite remember. It's done by Galvanize. It's their G School Boot Camp. Now, this thing runs 24 weeks, so, of course, it's for the long haul. But it is an immersive full-time program or a part-time workshop, depending on how you want to run it. And they'll take you through the full development process. Basically, what we've done here on Coding One, they'll show you how to break problems down into programming languages, how to take those problems and break them into even smaller pieces that can be coded. And then they'll take you through some of the languages that are popular. I like Galvanize because it's like an all-you-can-eat buffet. They've got so many resources, and you get to choose what it is that you want to learn during the boot camp. It's a pretty good one. Another one that I like is Full Stack. Now, this is more about this is a shorter program. It's only 13 weeks long, which is still quite long, but it's the same thing. You sit down with other like-minded people, you find your skill level, and then follow along till you can build something. The warning that I have about Full Stack is I know a few people who have gone through the program. Some of them say it was exactly what they needed. It is exactly what they wanted. If you don't have the passion, you can really easily get lost in that program and just kind of just end up wasting your money. The last one, and actually I think we had these folks either on All About Android or on Floss. I'll have to go back to the episodes list and find out. But it's called the Big Nerd Ranch. This is a super intensive, on-location, one-week crash course. And what I like about it is that they had the secret sauce. They have the thing that I really like. They realize it's not just about teaching you programming. It's about getting you networked. It's about getting you into the programmer culture. Think of it as sort of like a hippie camp for people who want to program. Alu, did you have any recommendations? Do you know of any camps that you could throw your support behind?
So there's one called Basecamp, and it's here in Seattle, and it's a much shorter one, but it just basically goes through the basics. That's why they call it Basecamp. I'm not sure what the website is. I'll have to look it up, and we can put it in the show notes. But it's called, you can find specific ones for iOS or C#, and they do Basecamps, and they're usually 3 to 4 days, and they go through the basics, the fundamentals. And they actually provide you with VMs and virtual images you can load up in VirtualBox or something, and you can test things out. So that one's a good one too. That one's that I have personal experience with, but all of these other ones are great too. I've actually looked through their sites and their content, and they seem pretty good.